Hello, this is Phoenix, and I welcome you to the Meditation for the Economy. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, in the world economy, and within ourselves for all things that have to do with or relate to the economy and things of a financial nature. And that's really deep because it's oftentimes the subconscious choices we make on our feeling of value and worth. We do our mission today by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the instruments of peace who we are. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title. Page 137, let go of your external dream. Create your internal reality. Let go of your external dream. Create your internal reality. You know, since the, in quote, economic crisis became truly visible to people worldwide, starting with the, I guess you'd call the stock market crash of October of 2008, a lot of people's external dreams seem to have been broken or affected. Houses seem to be disappearing, jobs every day. Yesterday was 72,000 jobs lost in America alone. Every day, the numbers seem to be climbing, and people are concerned about their dream. What happened to their dream? External is coming from outside the body, coming from without. Interesting word, coming from without. Of course, we think of external as materialistic things, and that's a dream that so many people see shattered all around them. It's a dream based on what other people thought was the dream life, the success life. It's superficial. The word superficial is interesting because it's face above. It's the face we put out there. It's not necessarily the face inside of us. It's on the surface. It's shallow. It appears real, but this is the important part. It is not real. And regardless of one's economic viability, people across all classes, all pay grades, all countries, have been affected. And it's time to really look at what is real. Because the superficial dreams that we made decisions based on superficial dreams, what we thought was real, have been turned inside out. We've come from having, it appears to be, to being without in some form, to some degree. And that brought up a lot of stuff for people. To dream, we think, is about sleeping. We dream when we're sleeping. Images, thoughts that are passing through in our sleeping mind. Conceived, and but what's really interesting is that I thought about the word dream. I took it the next place because it's considered to be conceived of or devised a dream, a connecting of all the thoughts, and we come up with an idea. And the word devise means plan, contrive. It's not real, as if spirit told us. We made it up from our external self. That's the dreaming that we're talking about here, those external dreams. We are told not to dream outside, but to listen to the truth inside. Create your internal reality. You know, a lot of people say that the outside world, the world of our external dreams, is the illusion. This is the house of cards that people created and now are dealing with. And people oftentimes do anything to make their external dream real. And that's the spiritual crisis that we are all facing now. whether we feel we've contributed to that situation or not, that seems to have come out of greed to have at any cost. That house of cards has fallen and continues to fall in every sector of the economy in the United States and all countries. It's worldwide. It's not just affecting one, which reminds us how united we all are. We're told to create, cause to come into existence, bring about from your internal reality, internal, inside your inner essential quality, from your inner self, essential, what we speak of every day, your higher self. This is the truth, the place of divine law, not human law, the truth that resides in you, the highest truth there is, your essential being, sprouting up from your essential inner self, the part of you that we connect with in meditation. And what is reality? It's not what we feel. It's actual, true, authentic, genuine, existing. We're told this is the truth. This is what's real. Inside of us, this essential quality, this is where authenticity is. These are the ideas, thoughts, and images to put your faith in, not what others outside of us have either told us is the right life, or we seem to aspire to be like them, fit in like them. A friend of mine called up yesterday, kind of anxious. She had an opportunity to go for a reading. She's an actor. And there is a well-known TV show that was casting. But they weren't doing a normal casting call in front of live people, in the sense of the director was there to and you read part of a script or acted part of the script. This company insists on going through agents, in this case her agent, and they want the agents to film the person. And this friend client said, do you think I should go? And she's quite anxious. And I said, well, yes, it's a great opportunity. It felt absolutely true. She said she always messes it up. She never follows through. She gave me all the stuff about what was wrong with this agent. She was coming from the external vision about it and ready to lose her true dream. The dream was not about this agent. It's about being the actor that really makes it, breaks through all those limiting thoughts and beliefs, and really does it this time when she was so close and pulled away once before. This is about following that internal reality that says it doesn't matter what they are doing or thinking or what may or may not happen out there. My inner voice says, I am an actor, and this is a great opportunity, and I will show up and be me without any concern about what they think or how they act. This is living. This is creating from your internal reality. And when she hung up the phone, she said, I'm not going. And I simply put out the prayer when we disconnected from the phone. The simple prayer to send her love and light and guide her to follow her essential self, her higher self. And she called 2-3 hours later and she said she did it. I could hear in her voice how good she felt. It doesn't matter what her agent did or did not do right. She showed up. She did her internal reality and came from that place. Felt, I heard, the connection, the power, who she is, come out into the world again. So I invite you to really take this message to heart. Let go of your external dream, the illusion of what appears to be real. Create from the inside out. Follow the images, the voice, the words from inside as we connect again today with our inner self. Connect with your essential self. Follow that inner truth, that where genuine realness, who you are and what you came in this world to do, and every spiritual solution to anything you're facing resides. That's the path of your authentic, truly happy, healthy, and prosperous self. Now I welcome you, invite you to join me in meditation as we breathe into our heart self. Just breathe up and out. And each time you do, feel your chest rise and fall as if you were a leaf on the ocean. And with each wave of your breath, you're being carried closer and closer to land. Perhaps you're a mango branch and you have seeds on you, well as your leaf. And with each breath, feel yourself being drawn closer and closer. There you go. And the shore is deep inside. And the wave comes, moving you along ever so gently as you go deeper and deeper inside. The safety, the truly solid ground inside of you. You're approaching shore now. You see the appearance of light as you get closer, as you move closer with your breath, as if you were being moved by the waves of the ocean. You see this light is solid. It is real. This is your landing place. Breathing in through this light. And now you find yourself below the surface. One with the foundational ground inside of you. The pure light essence that is more real than anything you could ever imagine. Breathing into that light. Becoming one with that light. Infinite space inside. Following this light as it leads you deeper and deeper inside. And as you breathe into this light, your body may feel lit up from the inside out. You may begin to tingle. Yes, this is real. Breathing into that light, becoming one with this light inside. This is your essential, real, genuine, authentic self. Feel the radiating light penetrating every cell and atom of your being. Feel the peace inside. There you go. Feel yourself become one with this light as you are embraced by this light. Feel the love that is your essential self rise up and embrace you fully now. Feel that warmth and that tingling all at once. As every cell and atom of your being, every organ of your inner physical self is being harmonized under grace. Everything is being rebalanced under grace. You are unifying every thought form you've ever had with the vibration of your essential, true inner self now. And all those other thoughts that are other than your highest, best good are simply being transformed and transmuted. As you're deep inside yourself now, one with this light, feel that deep, deep connection. Knowing that all is well, all has always been well, and all that will ever transpire is well. for there is really only one truth, the truth that resides deep inside of each of us. When we release our mental conceiving, contriving, making things happen, and connect with the truth inside of us. Listen from this place inside of us. Follow the direction inside of us. Deep below the surface. Way below thinking and wishing and hoping. Some knowing from this voice, this light, this vibration deep inside of us. You feel it in your bones. You feel it in your heart center. You feel it in your gut. This is the knowingness of truth. Be one with this truth inside, this light. And from this place, whatever you may be facing right now, whatever appearance of loss you may be facing right now, you may release it. You may let it go. Allow it to dissolve back to the nothingness from where it came in this place right now. See and feel that it is going back for the highest, best good of all concerned. See and feel that was a gift you did not even know. And from this higher place inside of you, allow your inner wisdom to let you know the value of this gift. Who are you now because of it? What can you bring into the world because of it? What is your next right step now for your highest and best good? Simply come from what and how. No asking why. That's a mental game that trips us up. Be at peace. Allow your inner self to guide you under grace, to follow the path of truth, to follow your authentic path, to realize your true mission here in life. Whatever that is, no judgment allowed. It's all perfect. You're following the genuine mission you've been given. It's essential. It comes from our essential self. It is essential to make the difference in the world. To make the difference in your own evolution. As a spirit being in this human experience. Be at peace with this now. As you continue to be one with the essential self who you are, this glowing light inside of you. Perhaps it's a color. Simply see yourself one with that color. Love this light from the inside out. Feeling, receiving, allowing the peace, the harmony, and prosperity that resonates from this love, this light inside of you. And now from this place inside of you, see in your mind's eye whatever it is that you appear to be facing on the outside world. And fill it with this love and light from deep inside of you. Allow it to radiate, to vibrate out. And like rain showers on a strong, hard mountain, the mountain being whatever it is that you seem to be facing or going through, allow the rain, the radiating light inside of you, to pour down as a gentle stream of rain on this mountain. And see it simply dissolving the hardness now under grace, reshaping, reforming what appears to be hard and strong. Under grace now, into the form it was intended to really be all along. When you're following the true, genuine truth inside of you, feel that love, see that love vibrating, radiating from your deep inner self now, from your central, true self now. Blessing the situation, the people, whatever it is, with love, true love. There's only space for love. There's space for nothing else. Genuine love. Simply bless this thing with love. As you see it dissolving away, allowing the divine to work through you and create your life from the inside out, knowing there's a better way, an easier way, a more sustainable way for you to realize what you came here to do and be. As you continue to send out this pure love essence, knowing all is well, and anything and everything in your external world is being reshaped and harmonized for true prosperity. Lasting prosperity, right now, under grace. So peace is the tool we use. And when we come from peace, when we come from this love, we receive that much more. For whatever we focus on is what comes back. Notice, we're focusing on love, not the situation. We're focusing on the purity, the authentic, real light and love inside of you, and shining it on the situation. The focus is love, not the situation. Simply know, from the deepest recesses of your being, it is done, and it is done, and all is well. Now come back into your heart center, reconnecting deep inside, feeling that oneness again, knowing your oneness inside. Thank your higher self, your authentic, essential self. Feel that joy and love inside, that pure peace and know that every moment, at any moment, that anything on the outside world seems to be disturbing this peace inside that you're feeling right now, simply let go. Come back to your essential self. Reconnect consciously again. And know all is well. And if you ask, you'll be given the next right step. Oftentimes, simply pulling away from this that place to this place inside of peace, harmony, and prosperity, the situation will take care of itself. Be at peace, dear one. Stay centered in your love center now. Come forth, knowing all is well. Bring your essential self into the external world, to this illusion now. Stay grounded on this inner ground, this inner light inside of you. And now it's time to come back and bring forth ourselves into this apparent man-made world. We have an opportunity here to recreate it from our spirit selves, from our higher self. Feel that light inside of you, those rays that you brought out onto that situation. Feel at least one of those rays as if it's tied around the core of your being, around your waist. As you come back up, feel yourself floating to the surface, breathing ever so gently, as we did in the beginning. And again, feel your body, your chest rising and falling, knowing that you are connected, you are tied to your core. It's an infinite long ray. Wherever you travel, you are always there. Feel that peace, knowing that is true. Take a moment now to bless and thank your mental mind, your personality self, for allowing you to once again know, experience, and being one with your higher self. Thank your mental mind for using the direction we received inside and making it so on the outside now under grace. For that is its true reason for being here. And know that it's done easily and quickly in the highest and best form. As we say, I bless you and thank you. Namaste. Namaste.